This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it's a great day. Yes, it's going to be a great and important weekend. Yes, we are careening toward a government shutdown. Does the government shutdown represent the end of the world? No, absolutely not. Does it represent, by any stretch of the imagination, a good thing? Okay, if you think it does, if you think a government shutdown is going to actually help the United States of America, is going to help your life savings, is going to help your ability to function in a normal way in this country, if you think any of that is going to work out because of a shutdown, you can give us a call and maybe explain. The Washington Post has run a number of pieces that are actually very useful and that actually look at what would close, what would open, what a shutdown would be. The piece by Jeff Stein in The Post, they say the possibility of a government shutdown is looming large. House Republicans are feuding over a stopgap funding bill that's dead, meant to keep the government running for a month after the fiscal year ends on September 30th, the dispute between moderates and the hard right highlights the challenge before House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Even if the House does pass a short-term spending bill known as a continuing resolution, the Democratic-controlled Senate is expected to reject it for leaving out key funding. This is all seemingly getting to Kevin McCarthy, who honest to God, when you look at his job in politics right now, people talk about trying to keep the Republican caucus together in the House of Representatives like herding cats. But cats aren't stupid. They aren't this mean. They are, I mean, honest to goodness. Here is Kevin McCarthy expressing a little bit of his frustration at the Republicans who tanked a spending vote. And keep in mind, this is not a spending vote to freeze spending for time immemorial. It is a spending vote to allow the government to function based on the same budget for 1 month. While they try to pass some of their other appropriations bills, they've passed one out of 12. Here is Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Frustrating in the sense that I don't understand why anybody votes against bringing the idea and having the debate. And then you've got all the amendments if you don't like the bill. This is a whole new concept of individuals that just want to burn the whole place down. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Burning the whole place down doesn't work. And one of the members of Congress who's articulate and thoughtful, and who the heck understands where he is exactly, Ken Buck, as a congressman from Colorado, he is a member of the Freedom Caucus. He is certainly considered to be one of the most conservative members of the House. But he doesn't seem quite as eager to shut down the government as some of his Freedom Caucus colleagues. This is Ken Buck, clip one.
I think Kevin was probably very frustrated and was speaking out. I don't think it's a great idea for the speaker to do that because he's got to go back to those people and try to get their votes for the next bill. But I do think that we have a difference in our conference over the importance of deficit spending and creating more national debt. And the speaker's job is to bring people together and find a way to move bills forward. And I am confident that will happen in the next week.
But in the next week, it's really not a great deal of time, is it? The Washington Post reports that millions of federal employees and active military service members will stop receiving paychecks, but many will be forced to report to work anyway. Some national parks may close, museums could shutter, and airports nationwide might see new disruptions and delays. And the most pivotal federal aid programs, including those assisting the victims of the deadly wildfires in Maui, could struggle to provide urgently needed support. In only 8 days, the U.S. government is set to shut down, unleashing real and wide-ranging financial hardship on American families, on workers, and on businesses. The lapse in funding would mark a fundamental breakdown in an ever-divided, intransigent Washington, where Republican demands this year have prevented Congress time and again from easily fulfilling its most basic fiscal responsibilities. Yesterday, lawmakers departed the Capitol. That's always good. With seemingly no resolution in sight, raising the odds that the country is about a week away from what could be the 21st shutdown since 1977, when the United States shifted the start of its fiscal year to October 1st. The heaviest initial blow would fall on about 2.2 million federal employees who would not receive pay for as long as appropriations lapse. This, according to Jacqueline Simon, who is policy director of the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union of federal workers. What's fascinating about this is they talk about disruptions at airports. That is what ended the last government shutdown. You may remember the last big government shutdown and the one that lasted the longest and frankly did the most damage was the shutdown that was actually imposed by President Trump back in 2017. It's the most recent government shutdown started in December, 2018. It was during a dispute between President Donald Trump and House Democrats over the proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall. The shutdown lasted 34 days, which made it the longest shutdown in U.S. history. How did it end? What happened? The shutdown ended when delays hit major East Coast airports as unpaid air traffic controllers didn't report to work. Why didn't they report to work? Because they weren't getting paid. I mean, do we come down to that to see the airports disrupted? And with safety compromised in the operations of our airline system because we're not paying air traffic controllers? This is unbelievable. Even if the House does pass a short-term spending bill known as continuing resolution, the Democratic-controlled Senate is expected to reject it for leaving out key funding. During a shutdown, the government cannot, for the most part, spend money, meaning that hundreds of thousands of federal workers won't receive a timely paycheck, that facilities such as national parks will be closed, and that food stamp payments will go unfulfilled. By Wednesday, the chamber, the House of Representatives, had passed only one of the 12 bills, the one covering military construction and veterans affairs, but they haven't even passed the one covering national defense. The Senate had yet to pass any, though lawmakers there disagree less on how much to spend. They're letting the House go first because spending bills are supposed to originate in the House. GOP lawmakers are considering a shell bill that would serve as a vehicle for moderates to supersede McCarthy's control of the House floor and to force a vote to keep the government open. Now, how would that work exactly? We will get to that, also get to a powerful column saying that of all the things that are going wrong in the United States, one of the most obvious and most devastating has been the tendency to raise kids outside of marriage. We will get to that and more coming up.
Join your champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a question about the way we raise our children, which we will get to. Why is it that people are so afraid to say that it is a destructive trend in this country to see children being increasingly raised by one parent, when it's so obvious that married parents are the better way to raise our kids. We'll be talking about that with Megan McArdle coming right up. But meanwhile, regardless of what kind of family you're raised in, there is this problem about a government shutdown and the idea that people have gone home and there is no willingness at all to actually confront some of the needs that we have and some of the things that are going to go wrong if they don't pass at least a continuing resolution to keep things operating. And one of those things that's operating is a war. And it's a war against evil. I read yesterday what I thought was a powerful denunciation of what Vladimir Putin stands for, and I think it's entirely accurate, and most Americans think it's accurate. This is one of those things where people talk about a split in the Republican Party. It's not an even split. The maximum number of Republicans who are actually opposed to U.S. aid in Ukraine is about 40. And that's 40 out of more than 200. Out of 222 Republican members of the House. In the Senate, the opposition to Ukraine is even smaller. And the difficulty is that we are at a critical point in the war where President Biden met yesterday in the White House with President Zelensky. And he talked about what we were doing, which goes beyond helping them with the weapons they need on the battlefield. This is President Biden, clip 5.
No nation could be truly secure in the world if, in fact, we don't stand up and defend the freedom of Ukraine from the face of this Russian brutality and aggression. That's why we brought together a coalition of more than 50 countries, to help Ukraine defend itself. And that's critical. And that's why, together with our partners in Ukraine, we have provided humanitarian aid as well as tens of millions of people with food, clean water, and so much more. And that's why we've begun the process of formalizing our long-term commitment to Ukraine's security alongside the G7 and with other partners.
And this is President Biden speaking to President Zelensky, but trying to make sure that the world at large will get the message. And he continued to President Zelensky of Ukraine.
And that's why we supported just and lasting peace, one that respects Ukrainian sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Mr. President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, have inspired the world, really inspired the world with their determination to defend these principles. And together with our partners and allies, the American people are determined to see to it that we do all we can to ensure the world stands with you, and that is our overwhelming objective right now. So welcome.
And part of what President Biden is talking about, and part of what all of these supporters of Ukraine, which includes an overwhelming majority of Republicans, are talking about, is not just providing weapons, but providing some resources for rebuilding. Because you would have to be living in a cave somewhere not to have seen some of the footage of the destruction, the pointless and genocidal destruction that the Russians have visited on innocent people in Ukraine. And part of what needs to happen is rebuilding all of that, allowing some of the refugees to return from places like Poland, where they've been welcomed literally by the millions. Biden also said this. He was sitting next to the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. Clip 8.
Today, I approve the next tranche of U.S. security assistance to Ukraine, including
more artillery, more ammunition, more anti-tank weapons, and next week, the first U.S. Abrams tanks will be delivered to Ukraine. We also focused on strengthening Ukraine's air defense capabilities to protect the critical infrastructure that provides heat and light during the coldest and darkest days of the year. That includes providing the second Hawk air defense battery with steady deliveries of additional Hawk and other systems each month through the winter, and a new package of launchers and interceptors that's going to protect Ukraine, Ukraine's grain silos, hospitals, schools, and power plants. That will help save Ukrainian lives.
And meanwhile, there is a different plan for American security that is put forward by somebody with tremendous military background. We're talking about Major General Marjorie Taylor Greene. No, she has no military background. She was speaking on Real America's Voice and announced that in addition to her impeachment articles, which she's already drawn up and is fighting for to try to get President Biden impeached, she also is drafting a declaration of war. Listen, this is clip 4.
Our country is under attack, and who is leading the attack, Charlie, is the Mexican cartel. And so I'm announcing on your show that I would like to get Washington to realize who our real enemy is to the American people, who's responsible for 300 Americans dying every single day from fentanyl, who's responsible for a multi-billion dollar human trafficking and drug trafficking industry that directly affects the United States of America. And that is the Mexican cartels, not the Mexican government, not the Mexican people. So I am currently drafting a declaration of war against the Mexican cartels. And I'd like to challenge anyone in Washington that beats the drums of war and beats their chest about fighting Russia to wake up and realize the oath of office they took is to the United States and the American people and to defend our borders.
Okay, and meanwhile, there is a real question here. It was raised by a spokesman for the National Security Agency, John Kirby, who said that, okay, if you think that the cost of supporting Ukraine is too high, imagine what it would cost when Russia attacks a NATO country or some other would-be aggressors willing to start some war somewhere else. We will be right back with Megan McArdle of the Washington Post on children will benefit if we face the facts about the marriage advantage. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says the FBI found a lot in his home.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash, stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
Menendez has denied all allegations. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. Serviceman is missing and the main building was damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified that the individual was just missing. Tropical storm warnings are in effect along the mid-Atlantic coast. The system, presently referred to as Potential Tropical Cyclone 16, is forecast to make named tropical storm status later today. The storm center is anticipated to reach the North Carolina coast by tonight. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome back to the show Megan McArdle, who is an always provocative and enlightening columnist at the Washington Post. She is the author of a book called The Upside of Down, which talks about some of the advantages you can actually gain from reverses in your life. But there aren't a lot of advantages to be gained by the collapse of marriage. She has written one of two columns in the Washington Post, and the one that's most important and most revealing, about Children Will Benefit is the title. If we face this fact, married parents are ideal. Now, you're not saying, Megan McArdle, that every married couple is ideal or perfect at raising children. You're just talking about the preferred standard, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know about you. My marriage is ideal. But I'm sure that, you know, many of our listeners never fight, never have issues. No, it really is so important for kids to have two parents. And I think that this message has really gotten lost in the last 50 years. You know, there was the great experiment in the 70s where we thought maybe what really matters is for the parent, you know, if the parents are happier, then the kids will be happier. But in fact, like what we have found out is that all of these theories about how there might be alternate, just as good family structures, about how making the parents happy was really the key to making the kids well off. There are, to be clear, situations in which people should not stay married. If you are with an abusive partner, if you are with an addicted partner, then yes, you should not stay married. But in general, it is just much better to be married before you have kids and to stay married for those kids than we've been willing to admit. And this is something, it's very hard to say. We all have colleagues and friends and loved ones who are parenting on their own, and no one wants to add to their worries or make them feel bad. But I think that it really is important to state this message very frankly and clearly and over in a way that we've been reluctant to do for the last 50 years.
And there's another columnist, your fellow columnist. Now, I wonder if you've spoken to her or whether you planned it. At almost the same time as your column, Alyssa Rosenberg.
Yes, at the same time. Yeah, she's a good friend. We did speak about it before.
But she's coming at this from a, quote, liberal point of view. You're coming at it from a more center-right point of view. And Alyssa Rosenberg says liberals have for too long left it... left it to conservatives to talk up the benefits of wedded bliss. My fellow progressives should try this argument. Every American ought to have equal access to marriage. Statistically speaking, it's one of the best ways for parents to give their kids a leg up. So she is recognizing that when you talk about white privilege, this is not a racial thing. This is a family structure thing. And
in part, there are definitely racial disparities in marriage rates that I think are a challenge for kids and underrepresented minority groups who have lower rates of marriage.
Right. And, okay, in terms of the rates of marriage, I believe that the most recent figures show that about 40% of all American births are occurring to unmarried mothers.
About 40% of all kids are now being women who have less than a college education. About 40% of kids are now being raised outside of marriage. And for Black and Hispanic mothers, that's much higher. And I do talk about mothers because while there are great fathers who were attempting to parent kids in difficult situations, almost always we are talking about kids living with their mothers.
Okay, and what you talk about is some of the disadvantages here and some of the impact. What is the most obvious and devastating evidence in terms of the statistics about the advantage of raising kids within marriage?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I hardly know where to start. Educational attainment is probably the easiest to look at. It's the one where we have kind of the most objective figures. And if you are a mother with a college diploma, your kids are substantially almost twice as likely to graduate to get college diplomas themselves. If you are married while you're raising them, if you're a mother with a high school diploma, they're almost three times as likely to complete college. But it's everything. We see this with rates of trouble in school. We see this with rates of school completion. We see this with incarceration. We see this with who is more likely, if you come from a single parent family, you are less likely to be raising kids in marriage yourself eventually. And so I think across the board, we're seeing it's income, it's poverty rates, it's everything is that, you know, and it makes sense if you think about it. Anyone who is a parent knows that it's not just money. The government, you know, there are policies. The government can cut a check. The government can make up for child support that your ex is not paying or whatever. But the government cannot provide another adult who cares as much as you do, who is there and invested in the kids for hours a day, every day. And you also know that, look, parenting sometimes, it's exhausting. People love their kids more than anything, but also their kids can be very demanding. They can push you to kind of the edge of your rope. And if there's no one else there to pick up the slack, if you just have to hold it together emotionally, it's harder to be patient. It's harder to have the emotional reserves. It's harder to just have the time. Single parents spend less time with their kids than married parents do, and that's not surprising. They're trying to do it all. Where another parent might be making dinner while you're spending time with the kids, that's not feasible. You're making dinner, you know, the kids are And so all of these things, we know that these things are true. And again, not true of every single marriage. There are partners who are more trouble than they make more work than they help with. But, you know, since I published this article, I've had a lot of people who are like, yeah, you know, my spouse, really not ideal in a lot of ways. Sometimes I thought of him as like a fifth kid, but I'll tell you what, like when I needed someone to hold the baby, he had a pair of hands. And all of that stuff, it really matters over the long run.
You say, and I think it's very clearly and effectively stated in your column, I'm talking to Megan McArdle about her column in the Washington Post, and the title, Children Will Benefit If We Face This Fact, Married Parents Are Ideal. The main way that we can work in the direction of moving society in a pro-marriage direction is to acknowledge it. And you say that it's important here to acknowledge what's positive about marriage, and at the same time that we're willing to point out what's destructive about a marital collapse.
Yeah, you know, I think the first, as any 12-stepper will tell you, right, the first step towards solving a problem is admitting you have a problem. And, you know, it's really interesting the reaction I've gotten from a lot of progressives on this. Who's like, who doesn't know that marriage is ideal? And like, well, actually, if you look at polls, a lot of people, college-educated liberals, say that it's not important whether kids are raised by two parents. So apparently it's not that obvious. And I think also, you know, when you are thinking about what are our cultural scripts for doing things, of course, if, you know, single parenting is part of the cultural script, then more people are going to do it. And so part of it is saying, like, hey, this is not great. This is not great for your kids. People understand, of course, that single parenting is hard, but I don't think people do understand the magnitude of the deficits it can leave their kids with. And I think, you know, a lot of people, they want to be good parents. Right, it's not that they're not trying, but they don't necessarily understand how hard this can be on their kids in the future.
Okay, so what can we do as a society? What could government do to make the preservation and advancement of marriage easier? We'll continue that conversation with Megan McArdle of the Washington Post coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Join your Free Market Champions Washington Policy Center for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Speaking with Megan McArdle about marriage and child rearing and solving so many of our social problems. This is directly linked to problems of violence, of crime, of incarceration, of drug addiction, of drug overdoses. All are impacted very directly by single parenthood. It's not that single parenthood is responsible solely. It's just that single parenthood, not having two parents there raising a child, exacerbates the problems. There's a new Pew, Megan McArdle, a new Pew research survey that says public has mixed views on the modern American family. More are pessimistic than optimistic about the future of the family. Relatively few see marriage and parenthood as central to a fulfilling life. That's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, because I think that, you know, the data we have, look, marriage is great for kids. It's really especially important for kids. But I will say, as someone who is married and childless herself, it's not just important for kids. Marriage is good for adults. Marriage grounds us. It gives us a partner. It gives us someone to, you know, having kids isn't the only area of our life where we need someone to help support us and take up slack. And when we look at the data on what marriage does for people, it's very good for men. It's also good for women. And I think that we, by getting away from that, by not seeing the benefits that these relationships give us, we are sacrificing some of the most important parts of life.
Wow. That Pew discovered in its survey that the share of Americans aged 25 to 49 who are married with children has fallen by 30% from 67% in 1970 to 37% in 2021. What are the kinds of initiatives in terms of American education, social policy, government policy on the state and local and federal level even, that could make the situation better?
Well, for one thing, we could stop penalizing people for getting married, which a lot of programs do. It's shocking. Partly the tax code in some areas can penalize people for being married. But not just that, lots of programs from food stamps to Medicaid and so forth. You know, you marry someone, suddenly your household income rises and suddenly you lose your benefits. And you can see these thresholds where it becomes catastrophic to get married, and so people don't. And I think that a lot of people don't understand why that's a big deal. They think, oh, well, it's just a piece of paper. You can live together and be committed. And I think, first of all, the empirical evidence is that there are not a lot of those kinds of relationships in the United States. The relations, cohabiting relationships in the U.S. tend to be much more fragile than marriage. And I also think that, you know, we underestimate the benefits of that piece of paper, of standing up and making a commitment, of formalizing a commitment in front of other people. Psychologically, that's actually really quite important. And I had this driven home to me right before I got married. I interviewed a psychologist named Daniel Gilbert, who has written a book on happiness. And his thesis is that we kind of, our happiness levels tend to stay around where our natural set point is because we come up with ways psychologically to find the good in every situation. And someone came up to him afterwards at a lecture. He told me this story and said, so what you're saying is that marriage doesn't, like, just seal a commitment. It actually creates commitment because you were looking for ways to be happy with the person you've married. And he thought, that's exactly right. And I went home and proposed to my girlfriend of multiple years. And he was right. I love her more even now. And that was something that I didn't appreciate until I got married. That as I, just the act of getting married 6 months later, I found my love for my husband deepening and growing in ways that I had just never imagined were possible. Not just from living together, because of the act of making that commitment. And so those things are really important, and I think we do need to spread that message. But we also, on the policy side, we could start by not penalizing people who do make that commitment by taking away benefits that they're depending on or by raising their taxes.
Megan, how long are you married?
I just passed 13 years this year.
Oh, congratulations. We are coming up to 38 years.
Congratulations.
Again, I can't even remember, basically, and certainly don't want to, what life was like before Diane, before my wife, who's actually written books about marriage and family and divorce, as she's a clinical psychologist. And it's not just putting a gloss over it. When you see people, when you meet people, there are so many advantages that you have if you have a functional, stable, reliable relationship. And those are precisely the kind of advantages that children need, because children need, above all, security. They need to know what to expect. It's kind of tough for children not to know which home are we going to be staying in, or who is going to be taking care of me at a given point.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, again, there are marriages that really should not stay together. When you've got an abusive partner, you should not stay. It's bad for your children. I do want to emphasize that I'm not saying every single marriage should be. But look, what the literature on divorce shows is that children in high conflict relationships do better after divorce. So parents are screaming and fighting, and there may be violence in the home. Those kids are going to benefit from divorce in the way that we hoped they would in the 70s. But that's actually not most divorces. And the kids of low conflict divorces, where maybe one partner or both partners is kind of, you know, I'm bored, we've changed, we've grown apart. When those people get divorced, the kids do worse.
There's a piece today in The Atlantic, just came out, with the headlines by Annie Lowry, and the headline is single parenthood the problem? If so, should the government try to fix it?
Look, I think it would be good if we made marriage more normative in terms of the way we talk about it in schools and so forth. I think that would be a good idea. I am skeptical of how much that's going to do. I think more of the change that I would like to see is on the cultural side. And if you think about the fact that our culture has been shaped for the last 100 years by
unusually good-looking and rich people who have, in a not unrelated thing, unusually fragile marriages. That's who has been setting our standards for what's normal. I think that's maybe a problem, and I would like to see them go back to at least the hypocrisy of the 1950s, where maybe everyone in Hollywood is getting divorced, but they're making marriage normative in their art. And we got away from that. We got towards thinking that, you know, the happiness of the adult and the self-actualization was what matters. And by the way, on the subject of the happiness of adults, here's another thing that data shows us, is that in these low-conflict marriages where maybe we're just feeling disillusioned, look, people, marriages go through hard stretches. I think anyone who's married for a long time can tell you that. But in fact, when they look at people who almost got divorced and didn't, 5 years later, most of those people are happy that they didn't get divorced. And most of the people who get divorced, they're not that happy afterwards. Again, there's a difference between an abusive relationship or, you know, someone who's addicted or somewhere where you really need to get out. But for the more normal kinds of divorces, even when you think it's intolerable, I'll never be happy with this person again, what the data shows is that you're often wrong.
Meghan McArdle, what you're saying about the idea that, yes, sometimes divorce is necessary, sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's constructive. This is the same point that my wife has made in her books, both Don't Divorce, the most recent book, and the prior bestseller, which was called The Case Against Divorce. So you're really speaking at a platform and to another person who is very appreciative and supportive of your point of view. Meghan McArdle's piece, which everybody should read, is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com about children benefiting from married parents. What a concept. Speaking of that concept, we also benefit from a strong military. What is happening to our military, and why is it so difficult for the United States to recruit the people that we need for all volunteer forces? We'll also be speaking about a very expensive homeless program that just collapsed. And that's after spending tens of thousands of dollars per homeless individual. We will get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.